Hi friends, happy Friends of France Friday. I hope you had a great week so far. If you tuned into last week's episode, you might realize that my voice sounds a bit better. I was so sick last week from a cold, and I had one wish, for winter to be over here in New York City, and for the weather to get better. Someone somewhere out there most likely listened to me because this week was so good. It was spring weather throughout, I was just wearing a light sweater, went to the gym a few days to do some cardio, who is she, and had a busy work week, but alas, here we are ending another one. Yet, welcoming a new episode. Today's episode is very special because it is so different from all the other episodes of the podcast series thus far. In total, across 3 seasons, this marks our 67th episode. Wow. You know, over the past 3 years and 3 seasons, we have heard from so many amazing clinical and scientific experts from different domains of healthcare. Physicians, nurses, advanced practice providers, therapists of all sorts, scientists, business owners, you name it. But all of them generally fell into one pool of expertise, American and Western medicine, which is what I work in, with 2 or 3 outliers from the Canadian, European, and Asian healthcare systems, which in some essences are also similar to the American way of caring. In today's episode, we move a bit past the hospital and laboratory halls and go deeper into another form of medicine we have not yet talked about, plant and Eastern medicine. As I made sure to be very clear about in our first season, the goal of the podcast was to disseminate evidence-based scientific data from experts to thwart misinformation commonly found online. There are some territories that are definitely hard to place in a test tube or have control studies about, but nevertheless, these domains can also have founts of misinformation, so it's just fitting that we talked about them. As I always say, when things are taboo and not talked about, that's where misinformation can also flourish. Last year, my friend Chrissy and I unexpectedly met in the streets of Manhattan before I had to go to a party. She said she needed to buy some gummies, quote-unquote, in a store nearby, so I decided to give her some company before I had to leave. Obviously, I know about gummies. I mean, I went to college here in New York City. But I honestly have had no experience of any type with them. But I know about weed and all those herbs. Well, I thought I did, until I entered the store, and plastered in the wall was a whole diagram on cannabinoids. It was a diagram filled with boxes and pictures and arrows and descriptions. THC and THCV and CBD and CBG and CBN. And I got so overwhelmed. The last time I ever got overwhelmed by a diagram was for a pathophysiology class that was explaining a certain disease process through arrows and boxes. I was like, whoa, I have never heard of any of this. And underneath each concept was a list of the said benefits for the body, such as for sleep, inflammation, appetite, even hair growth, and whatnot. I realized I knew nothing at all. I think the closest time I have ever gotten close to touching anything cannabinoid-related was when I was working in the hospital as a nurse and had to give Epidiolex to my patient, which is basically the first and only FDA-approved CBD for seizures. But beyond that, I realized I had so many questions. What is CBD? What is cannabinoid? Is it the same thing as the cannabis plant? What is hemp? What is weed? Will intaking CBD give you the high? What is the difference between CBG and CBN and CBD itself? As a nurse, my utmost priority is the well-being of my patients, and it is so intriguing to hear of so many changed lives and ameliorated pain from CBD products. And so, in today's episode, I had a mission to learn all about this, not just for you, my Friends of France audience, but more so for myself. I am beyond honored to have my dear friend Amy Chin with me today to talk about all things CBD. Amy is a licensed CBD coach and consultant and is the founder of Calm Better Days, a boutique service that provides a curated CBD regimen suited to an individual's needs and lifestyle while providing educational services to new users of the phytochemical. Are you ready to weed out some CBD myths? Let's go!
Hi!
Amy! Hello!
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good.
Thank you so much for joining me today.
Yes, of course. Thank you for having me on.
Of course. I've been so excited. There's like a fire truck ringing around behind me. I don't know if you hear it, but they know it's a hot topic that we're going to talk about today. They know it's a hot topic. So if you could just first please introduce yourself to everyone
Yes, absolutely. Hello, everyone. I am Amy Chin. I am a cannabis coach in New York. And as a cannabis coach, I guide those who are new to plant medicine on how to consume effectively to find the relief that they're looking for. And I started my company, Calm Better Days, to do all of that. And the great part of that is after learning how to consume effectively, I also provide customized treatment plans. So when you come to me and say, well, I've got maybe sleep issues or anxiety, or maybe it's an autoimmune disease or pain that you need to address, I can help you find the right products with or without the high, which is something that a lot of people still sometimes are confused about. So which is why I love talking about the plant, so we can demystify all the ideas that we may have thought were true.
Yes, I love it. And I love that you use the word demystify, which is, you know, that's basically the groundwork of why I started the podcast series, right? I guess as a background too, I was working throughout COVID and, you know, being inside the hospital and seeing everything that's going on, I'm like, oh my gosh, there's so much misinformation going on around social media and the news and Instagram and WhatsApp thread messages. I said, why don't we bring on like the actual experts who are educated and licensed in the field, in whatever field may be, to talk about their expertise and hopefully, one, help people become more knowledgeable about it, and at the same time, potentially, you know, save people, right, from going down certain modalities that can be harmful, right? Because misinformation can really be harmful and it can limit our life and the things we can do. And I think one of those is the topic of all things CBD, right? I feel like it's such a controversial topic. It can be very taboo. And when something is taboo, it's not really talked about. And when something is not really talked about, misinformation tends to create a fountain around it, right? And that's why I'm so grateful to have you here with me today. It's going to be a very casual talk of all things CBD and hopefully guide people, right, into potentially the next steps and the decisions they make. Definitely not medical or clinical advice, but more of just like, I guess, an eye-opening view, right? And I guess let's start it right away. Even I myself, I'm like, a few weeks ago, I went with a friend. I think she was getting her gummies. She needs it for sleep. And there was a chart at the cashier. It's just like basically the arrows of like, photo cannabinoid. But I'm just looking at the whole thing. I'm like, what? I don't understand any of this. And, you know, serendipitously, we met and I'm like, we have to talk about this. Well, I guess let's break it down to the level. What is cannabis in the first place? Is it the same thing as marijuana? What is it? Please let us know.
So, so cannabis is marijuana. However, we tend to not use the word marijuana anymore because of the negative connotation relating back to when they started the whole war on drugs. And it was because I think the Latin people were using that. So they're trying to take on that word to say like, oh, okay, the people are using it. So we are now using the word cannabis. But yes, they are the same plant. And the cannabis plant has over 100 cannabinoids. And cannabinoids are THC, the cannabinoid that gets you high. And then there is CBD, which is the cannabinoid that does not get you high. Those are the two major cannabinoids. But there's also a lot of minor cannabinoids, such as CBG, CBN, THCV, and all these different cannabinoids have their own therapeutic effects. Mm-hmm. Just like CBG is great to target pain and inflammation and to promote good gut flora, whereas CBN is great for sleep. It works as a sedative. Yeah, so it's all about learning the different cannabinoids, which since there's over 100, yes, it can be a little bit tough keeping up with them all. But once you start experimenting and you start learning about it, then you slowly just add on to what you know and slowly keep, you know, experimenting.
Yeah, I mean, with all of those abbreviations, right, it can really be, I think that's the exact chart that I saw, is all those different types of cannabinoids. And I was just looking at it like, wow, I am so naive when it comes to all this cannabinoids. It's like I only know about THC and CBD. It's like, whoa, I didn't know there's like, I think it was 113 in the cannabis plant, right? Well, and then when it comes to the plant, we also hear of the word hemp plant, right? Can you explain more what that is?
Yeah. So hemp is normally grown to have more CBD, whereas cannabis is grown to have more THC. And hemp is federally legal, whereas cannabis is not federally legal. So that's why there's two different licenses and two different plants. And also the hemp plant is also grown for industrial purposes. So for material, you know, it can house you, feed you. I mean, there's basically, you can do everything with hemp cannabis.
Yeah, I think that's a big question too, right? When I started promoting our live stream, I guess more of my friends who are outside the United States are very curious as to the legalities and legalizations of cannabis in the United States, right? I think for the first season of our podcast, in the very first episode, actually, we had Dr. Alita Sikora. She's a regenerative medical doctor, and she offers like CBD products in her clinic, right? And a big thing we were talking, she lives in Florida, and she was talking about the licenses and stuff like that. That was probably 3 years ago. I don't know how much has changed, but in the United States, what is the status of, I guess, the legalization of cannabis in the country?
It is not federally legal. So each state has their own laws of whether or not it's going to be legal. New York is currently legal as of last year. And because it's not federally legal, it makes it very difficult to get the normal things you would for a business, such as banking, because they consider it high risk. So less possible or likelihood to get a loan to start a business. Also, taxes. You cannot write off your taxes like you would in a normal business. So it makes having a business in cannabis very difficult. And that is why we need to not only legalize it federally, but regulate it in a way that makes sense for everyone. Because as we see now in California, it is not doing well there at all. And it takes a lot of legislation, understanding cannabis as a whole in the industry. And if those two are not talking together, it is very hard to create an ecosystem that is set up for success.
I can't imagine. I mean, I think it also, like what you said earlier, like, I guess things really boil down to history, right? I guess the federal government is very conservative, right, when it comes to, you know, I guess plant medicine and stuff like that, specifically within the cannabis plants. But I wanted to talk, you know, as we delve deeper, we already mentioned CBD and THC. From what I remember from my chemistry classes, THC and CBD have the exact same chemical formula, right? I think it's like 21 carbon, 30 hydrogen, 2 oxygen. It's just the orientation of the chemical structure that's different. And when things are different in chemical structures, the effects are different on the body, right? And I know you mentioned already that what are the differences between THC and CBD?
Well, the biggest difference is that THC, you're getting the high, and CBD, you are not getting the high. CBD, however, is still very psychoactive in the sense that a person with depression like myself, if I'm consuming CBD, it is going to elevate my mood so I'm not depressed. However, it will not give me that high. That's the biggest difference between the two, which is great because let's say for someone who wants to address their anxiety issues or just wants to be calmer and wants to be lucid and functional for work, right? They would consume CBD. Whereas, let's say they did their 9-to-5, they're ready to like kick back and start the weekend. And if they're comfortable with the high, they can consume the THC for that. And both are great in lowering stress, calming, also dealing with pain. However, each person's reaction is going to be very different. So it's one of those things where you really have to try in a low dose how your body is going to react first, which is why experimenting and tracking is very important.
Yeah, and we'll talk more about microdosing in a bit. I mean, I guess it's great to have options, right? I guess in the store that I went to with my friend, I was like, oh, wow. I was surprised that it's like shelves and shelves. I was like, whoa, this is so cool, you know? And I think one of the words that I saw in one of the bottles were terpenes, right? And I've been seeing this in your posts as well. Can you explain to everyone what terpenes are?
Yes. So terpenes are the scent and flavor profile of the plant. And every terpene has their own specific healing property, just like cannabinoids. And also, terpenes can be found in other vegetables and plants. For example, linalool can also be found in lavender that provides that calming effect. Limonene can be found in the lemon rind, right? That provides that energizing boost. So if I'm looking to relax, I'm going to look for a product with linalool as a terpene in that product as well. I'm not going to go for a product with limonene because I might not want that energetic boost if I'm looking to rest. So that is one way to think about terpenes. And usually when you smell it, you kind of get that first whiff and you kind of know how you're feeling, right? Because it's like almost like aromatherapy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I guess there's a lot of terms, right? And jargon when it comes to this whole industry, right? And this whole field when you were talking about, again, CBD, THC, terpenes. And I think one of the things that I've also been seeing online and that you do a great deal of explaining is about strains of it, right? Like the only strains that I know is like when it comes to viral strains and bacterial strains. I was like, oh, there's strains when it comes to, you know, CBD. So can you explain what those strains mean and are?
So there are different strains, such as we used to use the term sativa, indica, hybrids, but we're finding that now we're leaning away from those terms because almost everything has been hybridized. And that started with when growers were trying to grow a higher THC amount, right? But now we're learning, yes, that's great. And, you know, some may be looking for that, but they want to focus more on the cannabinoids and terpenes in the plant. So now strains can lean toward a certain profile, but also when it's grown in different environments, just like wine, it takes on a different profile. So now we love to focus on the cannabinoids and terpenes.
Yeah. It's so great to like break down all this information, right? I mean, just like me, when I walk in the store and I saw that chart, I was just like, I don't know what's going on. And I know it's the same for so many people, right? It's so hard to really grasp information when there is so much online, right? And they're right. Like differing information. And some of them are not from experts or licensed coaches at all, right? And it kind of muddles the water a little bit. And a big part of the conversation why I wanted to have this, obviously, is the effects and the benefits of CBD, right? Which I know we'll talk about. But before all of that, I wanted to veer first into your journey of what has been the benefit for you. I guess sort of like, what has CBD done for you to the point that it's like, oh, I'm going to be a coach and I'm going to help other people in it as well?
Yes. Okay. So my journey started, well, the first time I tried cannabis was in college. It was just one time. That was it. And then in my mid-20s, when adulting got hard, I started consuming THC. And also, I was allergic to alcohol, so cannabis was my vice. Well, actually, my savior, though. So it was my mid-20s, I became a consumer, right? And then it wasn't until probably about 8-9 years ago that I was diagnosed with anxiety, postpartum depression. And at the advisement of my therapist, she said, you should try CBD. And at that time, I never heard about CBD. I didn't even know there was a non-euphoric part of the plant. Also, at that time, you needed a medical marijuana card to even get the non-euphoric part. So I got my card. It was amazing. And when I say amazing, meaning pre-CBD, I was a mom, right? But I was not the mom I was thinking I would be. I was cranky, irritable. I was yelling, screaming, not a likable person. You know, I was mad at the world, angry, depressed, wishing I didn't like wake up in the morning because I was just like, I didn't know what to do. I didn't even know what I was feeling, which is why I was thankful to be diagnosed. But after consuming CBD and then understanding what mental health is and diving into it, I became a person. I was a much more better person. I was a present mom. I was able to enjoy and interact with my kids, which was something I was not feeling before. And once I was feeling that and seeing the difference in my demeanor and my thoughts, that was when I was like, wow, this has to be known out there. I want people to know about the wonderful benefits. And the reason why my therapist suggested CBD was because I did not want any pharmaceutical meds mm-hmm. because I felt that I had been taking it throughout the whole time and I kept getting sick. Mm. I was getting thrush. My immune system was really down and I kept getting sick from one thing or another. Mm-hmm. And I wanted something, I was leaning toward a more holistic mm-hmm. life after mm-hmm. becoming a mom.
Yeah.
But after that, my experience with CBD and saw how I was such a better mom afterwards, mm-hmm. that was when, okay, I'm going to do something about this and started my company to educate others on plant medicine.
I often wish I had perfect vision. There is so much intricacy in life and beauty in the world around me that I often miss because my view can get so blurry. Though I had glasses for years, I opted never to wear them because of the embarrassing indentations and marks they left behind in my face. Kovri seeks to target this common struggle within the eyewear market. Kovri is a 100% AAPI woman-owned inclusive eyewear brand designed for comfort, offering a wide range of sunwearing specs with prescription lens options. With their signature elevated fit that features longer nose pads, a reduced frame curvature, and a narrow nose bridge to elevate the frame, Kovri is designed to better complement diverse facial features, such as low nose bridges and high cheekbones, for an effortless fit. Beyond this, the premium handcrafted frames are made from plant-based acetate and lenses with 100% UV protection. Find your perfect fit with their offers of a home and virtual try-on. With the code FRANZ, that's FRANZ, you can get $20 off any frame you like on shopkovri.com. See the world's beauty more comfortably with Kovri. This offer is valid in one frame per order, cannot be combined with any other offers, and is limited to one use per customer. There are luxuries in life that see beyond material things. Practices like self-care and skincare can be an oasis in the whirlwinds and busyness of life. But what if there exists a harmony between material and immaterial luxuries? House of M Beauty is a saffron-infused luxury skincare line that harnesses the antioxidant, vitamin C-rich, anti-inflammatory, and antibacterial power of the highest quality medicinal-grade saffron. They are a clean treatment skincare line suitable for sensitive and postpartum skin. Their unique and consciously crafted formulations maximize the potency of medicinal saffron to calm and soothe sensitive skin while brightening and targeting skin concerns. From their skin polish, to the Miracle Serum, to the Glow Jelly Mask, and the Silk Night Concentrate, experience the luxurious transformation saffron can bring to your skin with the code FRANZ20, that's FRANZ20, for 20% off your first order on houseofmbeauty.com. Also available at Nordstrom nationwide. As a nurse, I'm on my feet, alert for 12 hours or more each day. There is no space for drowsiness or lethargy in my job because my patient's well-being is at stake. Sometimes, you just need the extra energy boost from coffee. Robusta coffee offers 2 times more caffeine and antioxidants with 60% less sugar. But did you know that thanks to its climate and fertile volcanic soil, Vietnam is the world's second largest coffee producer and the number one grower of Robusta? Nguyen Coffee Supply is America's first specialty, woman-owned Vietnamese coffee company set to change the future of coffee through sustainability, diversity, and inclusion. They only roast coffee beans that are hand-picked at peak ripeness from direct trade Vietnamese farms to produce sweet and flavorful coffee without any additives, flavorings, or oils. Get your own velvety coffee experience for 15% off your order with the code FRANZ15, that's FRANZ15, at NguyenCoffeeSupply.com. I love how you were like, oh, it was my vice. Oh, no, actually, it's my savior. And, you know, it can be the savior of other people, right? I guess my question to you is, someone comes up to you and it's like, what can CBD benefit me? You know, like, what benefits does it give me? And I guess that's a really huge question now, right, mm-hmm. online, among forums, is what are the benefits of CBD? What have you seen for it to help with other people, as we know that it's benefited you as well?
So for me, when I was going through anxiety and depression at my worst, I had hormonal acne. Mm-hmm. I had pain in my body everywhere because whatever you don't process comes out on your body. Mm-hmm. So through my own experience, I would say that my skin got better. Mm-hmm. My immune system got stronger. Mm-hmm. The aches and pains of aging and as well as just from emotional stress also disappeared. I am so much healthier now mm-hmm. than I was before.
I love that.
Just to give a quick idea of how CBD can do so many different things, we all have something called the endocannabinoid system. and you probably might be able to explain it better than me with your medical background, but our endocannabinoid system, as you can see in the word endo meaning within and cannabinoids, we actually make our own cannabinoids. Mm-hmm. And how our endocannabinoid system works is that every time we are stressed, right? Imagine back in prehistoric times, we saw a lion. Our fight or flight kicks in, yeah. Our cortisol levels increase. We find this superhuman strength to run as fast as we can to safety. And once that happens, right, we're like, whew, okay, we're in safety mode. That's when our endocannabinoid system kicks in. Our cannabinoid feels the red flag, the imbalance in our body, and goes to assess the situation, and then goes back to the main hub and says, hey, endocannabinoid system, now do your thing to heal your body. So it decreases the cortisol levels, brings your body back to balance. That's how the endocannabinoid system works. But imagine now in a modern world where you're stressed 24/7, you are constantly running off your cannabinoids to the point of most of us are cannabinoid deficient. Mm-hmm. And you can tell when you're cannabinoid deficient when you're starting to have chronic symptoms such mm-hmm. as migraines, chronic pain, chronic fatigue. And when these things are not addressed, that's when you start opening the gates to a more serious disease. The great thing is you can now take plant-based phytocannabinoids that mimic our own natural producing ones to basically do a reset yeah. and help your endocannabinoid system run and balance your body. And when I say your endocannabinoid system, its one job is to balance your body. It's in charge of your immune system, nervous system, cardiovascular, every body process and function your body is going through is regulated with your endocannabinoid system. And that's how it can help alleviate so many symptoms because it's targeting your skin, your everything in your body.
Yeah, super agree with that. I mean, the endocannabinoid system is such flourishing science, right? And I know many physicians I talk to, it's like, who are, you know, taking classes and courses in the endocannabinoid system or the ECS. It's like, it's not really included in the curriculum of most, you know, medical schools or even in nursing school or whatnot. But we have seen so much data and we have continued science on it, right? And I super agree with all of those bringing back into balance. I think there was one article from a doctor I read, he was like, that endocannabinoid system is kind of like that long lost bridge between the body and the mind, right? It's like creating this balance, which we have a term called homeostasis, right? Mm-hmm. It's like bringing this balance. And when it comes to what you're talking about, like helping target things like chronic pain or inflammation or things with the skin, I mean, things like acne. Acne is basically inflammation, right? It's a byproduct mm-hmm. of inflammation, whether it's bacterial or whether it's, I don't know, a stuck hair follicle. I mean, I guess when it comes to the endocannabinoid system, we typically, from what I know, we know of two receptors, right? Type 1 and type 2. Type 1 is mostly in the brain, like in the hippocampus and the brainstem. And for some reason, for type 2, we see more of an induced expression after moments of inflammation, injury, and infection, which makes sense why getting cannabinoids in our system helps to target those inflammation, infection, and when it comes to injury, right?
That is why it's amazing, because basically when we're taking plant medicine, we're targeting everything in our body to work at its optimal level. And also think about it, when we have stress, that's when inflammation is building as well. So when you were reducing our stress, plant medicine also decreases inflammation and regulates your blood and everything. So it's kind of like working in two ways, you know, because it's helping you mentally. And as it helps you mentally, that's also helping you physically.
Super, super agree with that. I mean, I think there's so many dark things about the pandemic and the lockdowns, right? But I think one of the bright lights about it, obviously not ignoring all the horrendous things that happened, is how much more knowledgeable has people become when it comes not only to their mental health, but physical health, right? And I think a big part, aside from the mental health, you know, trying to learn coping skills, but also finding modalities that might help with their physical health. I mean, mental health is physical health, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think the push and the race towards plant medicine is, I mean, I feel like we're just going back to, in a good way, where we all started. They're like Eastern medicine, right?
Yes.
Where it all started from plants. I mean, all of the foundation of modern medicine, even plants, like aspirin is from a bark of a tree, you know?
Exactly.
So I think the push, like, I mean, I've been seeing CBD infused skincare.
Oh, yeah, it's amazing.
Which is so interesting. Thing, right? And you know, this is just so interesting. I mean, it's great knowing about the health benefits of CBD, right? Now, I want to touch upon, say, someone is trying for the first time. Is there anything that they should be wary of? Is there a side effect that people should be knowledgeable about?
CBD itself, if we're just talking CBD, right, is very minimal side effects, and they should always start small, always start low and go slow, because you want to know first how your body is going to react, right, before we like start taking a whole big dose, right? They should know that in terms of side effects, sometimes when you take too much, you might feel sleepy. You know, you're feeling sedated because you're taking a huge dose, right? Also, sometimes you might get a bowel movement, or you might feel really tired. And that's because these are not lifelong side effects. They're simply your body noticing something new in your body. And also, it's probably noticing that, oh, maybe you do really need rest, right? You've been lacking sleep. And it's trying to help you balance your body, which is why I always recommend start low, go slow, and always really think about first why you are consuming. Are you trying to address a certain symptom? Because if you are, it's always good to first think about, okay, how am I feeling right now? What are my stress levels, right? Rate it from 1 to 10. Because if you don't kind of have something to measure against, how are you really going to know how you're feeling, right? And the efficacy of it. So always, I like to like take down notes on how I'm feeling at that moment, any symptoms, physical or mental, write them down, rate them, and then consume. And I always say, if you're starting off, right, always start at about 0.5 milligrams per 10 pounds. And start from there, set your alarm clock for an hour, because by then, whichever delivery method you choose would have been activated by then. Then go back to your list and see, how am I feeling right now? How is my stress levels now from before an hour ago? Or how is that, you know, maybe that pain in my neck? Then you're consuming mindfully, and you're trying to find your optimal dose. Because if you don't find your optimal dose either, then it's pointless to just consume as well, because then you're not going to find the relief you're needing.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, they're very specific to CBD, right? But I wanted to talk about THC. I mean, THC is the one with the psychoactive, right, where we get the high. And I guess this is my question to you. Should that high be feared?
Well, one, it depends on each person, right? Each person is very different. Some people are good at not having things in control. And the person who needs that control probably is going to amplify that feeling. So their anxiety or their paranoia is going to kick in even harder. I like to think of the plant as an amplifier of however you're feeling. So if you are that person that you need to take control of things, you're going to have a harder time, I feel. However, if you consume informed, like understanding, okay, this is how it's going to feel, and not taking a huge dose, right? Because if you take a huge dose, you may not be able to handle it, and you may want to, you may vomit, right? Is one side effect. Also, you might just feel out of control to the point where, okay, I'm not feeling good. So, and we don't want that, which is also another reason why you want to go in informed and you want to start really low to know how your body's going to react to get a more positive result.
Yeah, I mean, super, super helpful and super, super important. I think this is the moment where we can actually inject the terms of microdosing, right? And I guess the ratios, as we're talking about CBD and THC. Can you explain first what the ratios are when it comes to products?
Yes. So because the market is so innovative right now, it's moving so quick, there's different ratios. And when we think of ratios, think of it as, so a 1-to-1 would be a THC 1 to CBD 1. So that means you're getting 1-to-1. And that means you're getting the high, right, from the THC as well as the CBD. So the CBD works to bring the intensity of the high down. So when you're combining it together, you can think of it as a more grounded high versus if it's just all THC, it's a super intense high.
Mm-hmm.
And the great thing about ratios now is that there, and we're finding out so many different cannabinoids, is, well, if I want to target my autoimmune issue and pain while getting that high, but I don't want to be too high, you can have a CBD, CBG, THC 1-to-1.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe you need more of the pain relief, right?
Mm-hmm.
You make the CBG higher. And again, this is all what works for me may not work for you. Like, you may enjoy the 1-to-1, mm-hmm. whereas another person may enjoy, no, I want all THC.
Mm-hmm.
So it goes back to experimenting. But once you know what you're working with, it makes it easy to experiment. So, and some people may not want the high, but want that extra pain relief. So they'll look for a higher ratio of a CBG and CBD to the THC.
Mm-hmm. And you're also talking about, you know, starting low and slow. I guess this ties in the things that we hear, like microdosing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can you explain more of that?
Yeah. So people find cannabis most helpful when they're microdosing. And microdosing is basically taking it in cannabis in small doses 3 to 4 times a day.
Mm.
So for example, I microdose, and what I do, and this is how my routine looks like. Once I wake up, anxiety says hello. And so I would like to start my day off on the right foot with a tincture or a vaporizer. So I'm getting the quickest relief. Because once I know I'm in that hole of anxiety and depression, it's so hard to get out of it. So I like to start my day with that. So I set the right tone for the day, ready to roll, ready to be productive, work, focus. And then I usually take a gummy right before lunch because I know I still have a long afternoon ahead. I don't want to have to worry about redosing. I want to continue with my productivity and work.
Mm-hmm.
And I also know I have the tincture still left in me, right? Which gives the edible time to kick in because it takes 30 to 90 minutes. And then after work, depending on what my needs are, if it's time to like not work, enjoy time with the kids, I'll do maybe a high CBD, maybe very little THC, or maybe none at all, right? Depending on what I have to do. And then once the kids are in bed, then I get to dabble with my THC, again, in a small amount because I don't need an intense high. I just need to relax, take the edge off.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I like to dose THC when I need to think and strategize about my work, right? Because the great thing I love about consuming THC versus CBD is that CBD, I love it when I'm in my work mode. Autopilot, completing my task, 1 to 10 or 100.
Mm-hmm.
And then for THC, I'm not in autopilot mode. Mm-hmm. This is now my time to kind of really think about, where am I at work-wise? What do I want to do? And strategize. And that's when like my creativity or creative solutions come out, because we're thinking outside the box. We're not in go-go-go mode.
Yeah.
And we're able to like really sit and surrender. And I love that because I don't feel we get enough of that time because we're always going, right?
Always have to go, yeah.
And that's why the pause is so important.
Amy has it down. She has it all down, which I love. You know, you mentioned things like tinctures and gummies. Now, this is what I want to talk about. I feel like I see CBD in everything now. There was a cheeseburger with CBD. There's a bath essential oil with CBD. Like I said, there's skincare CBD. I think I went to Asian Hustle Network conference in Las Vegas. And I think one of the booths, one of the brands was CBD infused skincare, if I remember correctly. So there's toothpicks with CBD. I feel like there's CBD in everything. As a newbie, someone comes up to you and is like, what are ways that I can get CBD? Or like, how can CBD be taken?
Right.
Can you explain more of that?
Yeah, there are many different formats. I'll just name them and then I'll go through them. So there are tinctures, the CBD suspended in MCT oil. Mm-hmm. And usually when you use a tincture, you want to drop it underneath your tongue and hold it there for 60 seconds before you swallow. That allows it to be absorbed into your bloodstream, the mucous membranes, and will activate in 20 to 40 minutes and will last for 4 hours. Then there are edibles, which take 30 to 90 minutes kick in because it needs to go through your liver and metabolize. And usually people find edibles hit a little stronger because it metabolizes and becomes another cannabinoid. But it's great for long sustaining because it lasts the longest, between 4 to 6 hours, which is great for people who are looking to find something that helps them from waking up in the middle of the night, right? Mm-hmm. And then there are vaporizers, which provides the quickest relief, 5 to 10 minutes. It will last for about 2 to 4 hours, depending how many pulls you take. There are also suppositories, great for women who suffer from endometriosis or just have really bad PMS. Mm-hmm. Also great for any lower back pain. There are also patches. Mm. You could wear patches on you, and that takes about 20 minutes. And you can feel it up to 8 to 12 hours of relief. Mm-hmm. Great for people suffering from pain. Topicals, it's amazing. As a facial oil, because it's antioxidant, anti-aging, also anti-inflammatory. So great for acne, which I use every day because I used to have bad hormonal acne. Mm-hmm. So the thing about knowing your delivery methods is you want to know, okay, how long they last for. So just like I was mentioning, that's why I choose a vaporizer or a tincture for my morning, because I want it to kick in quickly, right? Someone dealing with a migraine, back pain, they want something that may kick in quickly. But let's say I need that fast relief, but I'm going out to work and I need that relief all day, right? I'm going to then also take my gummy with me to make sure that it'll last throughout the day. Mm-hmm. That's a great thing about all these different delivery formats. There is a product for every time and day and situation. And once you learn the ins and out of it, you just take what you need.
Being in scrubs the whole shift and for days at work can sometimes strip you of your sense of fashion and self-expression. But instilling a bit of design and color does not hurt to let your personality shine through your uniform. V-Coterie is a leading provider of healthcare jewelry and accessories for playful everyday wear, from pins to badge-real charms and medical specialty-specific necklaces. With their creative process paralleling the founder's background in dentistry, V-Coterie was founded to spark the genius within you, redefining the traditional boundaries for jewelry and accessories. They believe fashion can celebrate curiosity and the pursuit of knowledge while allowing you to express your truest self. From the curious student to a confident clinician or even a kidney transplant survivor, V-Coterie is here to celebrate you no matter where the journey takes you. Get 15% off your first order with the code VFriendsOfFrance on VCoterie.com. Find your daily dose of style and make your passion your fashion. As someone with acne-prone skin, I always fear using new moisturizers that may be too heavy on my skin and clog my pores. This is why I love my Aloe Quench by Skin by Anthos, a facial moisturizer made for all skin types, especially for sensitive skin like mine. Made with an oil-free formula using aloe, glycerin, and green tea, it is suitable for acne-prone, oily, or combination skin. Its soothing and paraben-free formula makes it even great for sunburns and patients taking Accutane. Skin by Anthos is the byproduct of the minds and expertise of board-certified dermatology professionals and proud AAPI mothers who saw the need for access to pharmaceutical strength and professional-grade skincare for those with sensitive skin and/or skin of color from the safety and convenience of home. Experience a regimen tailored to your skin type that is strong enough to deliver medical-grade results for 20% off with the code FRANCEPODCAST when you order on skinbyanthos.com. The sense of taste is so intriguing. A cascade of good memories can wash over you as you experience the flavor you have met before. Founded by Hannah Bae, Helmi, a loving nickname for grandma in Korean, it's a brand of light sparkling beverages that evokes feelings of nostalgia for Koreans and Asians in general, but also curiosity if you are not familiar with certain ingredients and the story behind the flavors. Inspired by traditional Korean flavors through family recipes and made with real fruits and spices, Helmi's debut flavor, Cinnamon Ginger Jujube Persimmon, is a sparkling take on Korea's beloved sujungwa, a sweetened spice punch that has been brewed for generations to aid digestion and is shared during Korea's most festive moments. It's their version of a healthier, lighter ginger ale. With the code FRANZ, that's F-R-A-N-Z, you can get 15% off your first order on drinkhelmi.com. Partake in honoring roots, strengthening ancestral connections, and celebrating hyphenated identities with unique, refreshing, and better-for-you ingredients.
When I saw your booth at the Mixed Asian Media Party at Tana House, I was like, whoa, Amy brought a whole store in here. And you know, it's just so important to know about these stuff, especially what you said about the delivery time and the systems, and I guess the formats that we get them in, right? Like patches. I mean, the only CBD that I knew of was, I guess, back at work in the hospital, was Epidiolex, which is the FDA approved one for, I guess, I think epilepsy. My patient had epilepsy at that time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I wasn't aware that there's tinctures and vaporizers. I guess I was more aware of the gummies. So it's so important to know about that. And thank you for sharing all of that. You mentioned sleep quite a lot, you know, in this whole life. And I guess it's a very, very pressing topic, right? Like insomnia. And it just so happens that we're going to have a live stream next week with a sleep physician. And so I feel like sleep, it's something that we don't get enough of. And it's not just sleep. Hours. So it's not just sleep duration, it's the quality of sleep, mm-hmm. right? I think people tend to forget that you can have 7 hours of sleep, but if you're still waking up groggy mm-hmm. and tired, that is not the optimal and quality sleep that we are aiming for, right? And I guess outside from those who are, I guess, clinically diagnosed with insomnia and are on medications that are meant for sleep, right? I think for the most part, what's a mass usage is melatonin, right? And I must say that I've been taking melatonin and it's not good. You know, we don't have studies for long-term use, and it is not recommended for long-term use, right? And then you told me about, you know, CBD. Can you explain more about CBD or other products that you want to share when it comes to sleep and sleep quality?
Yes. And I keep mentioning sleep because the top three problems that people are coming to me mm-hmm. for are pain, sleep, and stress.
Yeah.
Stress, anxiety. So mm-hmm. to answer your question about sleep, CBN is a great cannabinoid mm-hmm. for sleep. Just like melatonin is meant for short-term use because otherwise you don't produce your own melatonin. Mm-hmm. CBN, all these cannabinoids, our body produces its own cannabinoids. And even though you may continue to consume it, you will still produce your own cannabinoids. And the great thing about that with CBN taking it for sleep is that you're getting good quality sleep. Mm. If you are finding your optimal dose, again, it always goes back to finding your optimal dose. And a quick way to know is if you are consuming and you're getting good sleep, but maybe you need more, you can increase your dose. But if you are sleeping and you're waking up groggy, then you know, okay, that was too much, and then to cut back the next time. So that's one way to know. And the reason why you're getting good restful sleep is because, one, you're finding your dose, and two, you're working with your body, back to your endocannabinoid system. It is giving you and balancing your sleep, just like it's balancing everything else. Mm-hmm. Whereas I know with Ambien, some people, women take it, and we don't think about it, but the dose that is recommended for Ambien, those doses were recommended based on tests on male Americans, which, well, first off, males and female bodies, very different and how our body mm-hmm. intakes all of that. Mm-hmm. So, which is why there's a lot of side effects as well. And so once you find the right dose with cannabis, you're going to have great sleep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that. You know, these are very important topics, especially sleep, because sleep is so vital for our general health, for our physical health, right? I mean, there are studies to show that those who don't have quality sleep and optimal number of hours of sleep throughout years tend to have more comorbidities when it comes to diseases, right? Especially within cardiovascular, neurological, higher incidences of strokes and heart attacks in those who don't get quality sleep, right? And that's why it's so important to talk about modalities and ways that we can hopefully improve our sleep. And I think that goes back to a big part of why you started Calm Better Days, right? Which coincidentally, well, probably not coincidentally, it's CBD, right? If you put in abbreviation. Yes.
That's how I came up with it.
I remember
and
going up to
Calm Better Days in this world.
I remember going up to you at the party at a hen house, right? And I was like, Amy, I just realized Calm Better Days is CBD. And my brain was just like, whoa, this is so smart. Well, I wanted to ask, what are your favorite products? I know I'm saying CBD now, Calm Better Days, you know, you suggest a lot of very helpful products. I guess what would be it's probably choosing from your babies, but top three products that you like.
Top three. Okay. I definitely always use a facial oil, and I have two brands that I yes, Kiss Canoe and Moon Mother Hemp. I use it religiously day and night, and that's all I use. That's my favorite. And recently, because I'm going through perimenopause, so with that has, and this could be TMI, but drying, stinging, right? So I've been using intimacy oil for that. And that is, oh, I've been loving it so much. it's great for self-play, enhances orgasm, enhances all sensations. And it's also helping me with my perimenopause symptoms. So that's my second. And my third, I've been, a new product I got in to help with focus. And it's a new minor cannabinoid. THCV is great for focus. Another feature of it, although it hasn't been truly proven yet, is to curb your appetite. So some are looking at it as a way to diet. That is not proven yet. I'm just mentioning it because there's a lot of excitement around that. And, you know, America loves to promote diet. Although I think that we should be promoting good, healthy eating and exercise to really achieve that. But
yeah, I love that. Well, I have to check that out, especially the facial oil. Oh my goodness. And also the sleep gummies, obviously, that we've been talking about. This has been such a fulfilling and so helpful and important conversation, helping demystify so many things. And it's just so beautiful. I guess it's just life, right? So beautiful how, I guess, the darkest times in our lives bring us to places where we can bring most light to others, right? And I think that's your hope for Calm Better Days. I guess I want to end this with, what is your vision for Calm Better Days?
My vision? Well, to help people feel better, that is it. And I love it when I hear people say, oh my gosh, I'm feeling so much better, whether they were suffering from a physical or mental pain. And I love talking about it because I know within our Asian culture it has been such a huge stigma, and I really want to bring it back to our community because we also, that's where cannabis was first found in Southeast China. So for it to be so stigmatized, I just find that so, you know, it doesn't make sense. This is at the end of the day a plant, a therapeutic healing plant in so many different ways. Your body actually produces its cannabinoids. It's set up to receive it. So I want us to start coming back to it again and remember that it's part of traditional medicine, and remember that so we can honor it and maybe find more healing for all of ourselves.
I love that so much, Amy. This has been such a huge honor and a pleasure. Thank you so much for bringing your, you know, vulnerability and your expertise and your experiences into this conversation. I've been so excited for this, and my heart is just so full. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me on, and I'm happy to talk about my favorite subject.
Of course. This is not the last time we're going to be talking about. The last time. There's so much emerging experiments and science about it, and we'd love to keep you in the loop and have your expertise in it as well. So, Amy, thank you so much, and thank you everyone who watched. Bye, Amy.
See you. Have a great day.
Bye.